So even there is foundation, it means nothing, only spreading the wrong understanding, wrong practice, wrong idea. And that's the way to deteriorate the teachings little by little. Because people do not study themselves.
Somehow they know a lot about, for example, Peter, about metta and cultivation and wholesomeness.
No. They don't know Vinaya, because all against Vinaya. And they do not study. They just think of them, just thinking.
What is Dhamma?
Yeah. So I don't know whether you can attain or join, because they have their own way, like meditation center or things like that.
And Ajahn, so the thinking always come, and the thinking is an obstacle to understanding, to understand the reality?
It can be understood as thinking, not self. The point of all the teachings is anattaness, non-self. Whatever appears now has conditions for its arising and falling away instantly. Is this true?
Is your teaching
for me? By considering, one can see whether this is right or wrong. Whatever appears now has a reason by conditions. And as soon as it's appear, it falls away instantly. And that can be known directly when Panya develops, because it cannot appear to ignorance. It can appear only to develop Panya, and only highly develop, like Panya, which is level of Vipassana only. Theoretical understanding, just learn to know that the truth is like this. That's why it's called the Four Noble Truths, the highest one. It's not like now, because now Panya does not know at all what appears. But when it develops, it knows one by one characteristic. Otherwise, they cannot experience the arising and falling away if there is no understanding of that particular one. Until Panya is so familiar with or is meant by Dhamma or a reality only. Now it's not used to such idea, it needs more and more considering and knowing that what Buddha taught is about now, like seeing, hearing, or whatever happens. So there must be three stages of understanding: the intellectual, theoretical understanding, which will lead to the direct understanding, because all the words are there, ready to understand that which appears now, like that which can experience. See? There is an experiencing, and we are talking about that which experiences, that is here at this moment of seeing, hearing, thinking. Whenever there is anything appear as object, there must be that which experiences that object, otherwise that object cannot appear. For example, sound, if there is no hearing, sound cannot appear. Even there is conditions for sound to arise, but it does not appear. So right understanding begins to understand moment of hearing. It's conditioned. It falls away. And life is this, arising and falling away. No matter you take it for you, no matter you like it or not, there are different realities. Just arise and falls away. And that is the meaning of khanda, void of self, of essence at all. Just arise to appear and then disappear. What's the use of just arise, appear and disappear? See, in a day, in one's life, yesterday was gone completely, and today is like that when tomorrow comes. See? So by understanding this, it can be object of detachment from clinging, little by little, know you. Only Panya can see clearer and better. By that way, they can, it will lead to more and more detachment from clinging, because it knows the true nature of reality as just arise and falls away. Can you stop the arising of anything? No. Has to go. Keep on going and going and going from moment to moment, from one object to another object. And by studying, one knows but by vitakka and other cetasikas. When it's panya, vitakka follows panya to touch the right object. But when there's no panya, vitakka follows the akusala dhamma, attachment, and touch the object that it likes. And it seems like the object is dangerous, but actually it's not. It's the citta, the cetasika, which arises and experiences that is dangerous. It's so poisonous because it drinks or it eats or it consumes the poisoning object, ignorance. So if we know more about citta, one can know that what to be cured is not the outer object, but it's here all the time. It comes to this, that which experience, because it accumulates every kusala and akusala which arises and falls away. That's why people are different by different accumulation. Some like to give dana, things away, and some like sila, and some like to develop panya. See, different moments arising to be different accumulation. No self, no one. So you can know your next life, citta, because it's accumulation of all this, what it arises and falls in this life with attachment or with aversion, with right understanding. And at this moment of seeing, if there is no thinking about head, toe, legs, arms, just that, there's no self. It's only just a moment of experiencing, and it is common to all seeing, no matter here or there, under the sea or up in the sky. Seeing arises by conditions and completely fall away, never come back. All realities. Just learn to understand. It does mean that you can eradicate the idea of self instantly or suddenly. But it takes time to for Panya to see, not you who sees. Panya understands little by little and is firmer and firmer. That's all. Satyayana, Kichayana, and Katayana. What is Satyayana, Kichayana, and Katayana? See, stage by stage of understanding. If anyone rush to get rid of wrong understanding and the idea of self, it's impossible, it's motivated by self, added more idea of self and wrong understanding. So it must be very carefully studied about reality, which will bring detachment, not attachment. So whenever there is attachment of anything, it's not the teachings, it's not the understanding. Because to see that it's not permanent, see, we just cling to that which has arisen and fallen away, no more, see, that which has arisen, no more. Just cling to the idea and nimitta and image, see, live in the world of image.
That understanding when we think, okay, everything is just accumulations, and then at the moment of having a kusala moments, and then the thinking said, oh, this is accumulated, that's accumulated, but at that moment it's only thinking, it's not the moment of understanding it.
You know why? You know why? Because there's not understanding of a reality at a time. So they all come in bunch. Yeah. And so how can you know that it's this and that are there? Not just a single one, big one. as I, no I. Or is seeing I, is seeing you, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, everything are different elements. That's all. And the question is about whether it's right or wrong. Elements. Hardness is hardness. It's an element which is hard. Sound is sound. It cannot be other thing else. So sound is the element of sound. Each element in one's life only, arising and falling away. And ignorance cannot understand this at all. It takes everything for something all the time because of the rapidity of the succession of nama, or what you call that which experiences and that which is experienced, only that in a day. He might think that he looked for something between gathering around. So it might be something that
it's conditioned
to be seen.
Speak English, please.
Did I think that you are a foreigner from European have interview?
That's your Sanya. Yeah, of course, Rob.
Everything pass, fall away.
I did not catch what you were saying earlier to Sun on the boat about when he's concerned about, or anyone's concerned about not sleeping, and I think you were saying that one's very concerned about the rupas and the body, but what about the cheetahs at that time, is that right?
Ignorance is always there, no matter sleep or not sleep.
What about the different aharas, because there's also temperature and nutriment and chitta and chetana also.
So we have to know what ahara is before we can talk about what ahara. Just begin is with what is ahara.
So ahara means nutriment.
Does Alberto have a mobile?
Food.
No worries. That's something new for me, that you told khandas, empty, that it was empty.
Another meaning of khanda, emptiness, because there's no one, no thing in it at all, even when it's there or when it falls away. See? What can you get from khanda? Nothing at all.
But okay, but I would like to come back to your thinking. Your thinking is always there, come very fast after the seeing. Yeah. All the time. So
seeing, the hearing is when after the tentika is thinking. So it's the thinking world.
Yeah.
Thinking is not a problem. It's whether thinking with understanding, thinking without understanding.
And thinking is thinking. This is where to become a little detached from whatever appears.
I cannot detach from your thinking.
No.
I cannot defy what is the wrong thinking.
The I cannot. It's the function of understanding. Attachment cannot perform the function of detachment.
No need to try. Cannot. That's it. You cannot.
We cannot know the cheater of another.
No. Yes.
No. Only those who have skillful, who have skill.
Yes. So if we look at someone and we think we know they are happy or angry, we are just thinking.
It's your world.
In my world, from my experience,
which sees and thinks, hears and thinks. Living alone.
So if someone were to see, this is conventionally speaking, another person and they seemed upset and that was a condition for them to give or to help,
what world is upset?
There's
only one world, your own world.
So yeah. What conditions Karuna?
Thinking of the others, but who's there? Who's there? Citta with Karuna and thinking about the other in the absolute sense.
So that seeing that someone who appears to be upset.
There is no thinking, only seeing, there is no one.
Yes.
And when there is the Karuna, this citta is Karuna, thinking of the other, so it's again thinking.
Yes. And is the what appears the condition for that moment of Karuna to arise?
Not you, by condition.
No, not the...
By condition, all by conditions. That's why in order to become detached, one can understand whether it's conditioned. Otherwise, it's I all the time. I plan to be aware, see. Just be aware of this moment. It's like a plan to be aware. So it's not awareness. Only when it's conditioned to arise, then right understanding sees that it's conditioned. No one can condition it.
Bhagavacitta, need permission to be happen. So it's not belong to and it's a reality. But okay, but when a situation of someone takes
a pill.
Yeah, takes a pill. So
sleeping pill,
and the sleep comes with the spin. So it is Bhagavacitta arise. After he takes the spin, or is there anything else?
Or a condition.
The pill is conditioned.
Does the same thing happen every time you take a sleeping pill? No. Sometimes.
I mean
a person.
Yeah.
A person. Sometimes it has an effect, and sometimes it doesn't. There's no rule about what will happen.
It seems to me that when the one takes spin, the sleep will come.
With or without dream. Because Bhavanga Citta means deep sleep without dreaming.
When you sleep and have a dreams, it's a mind or process only, without sense or process, so not bhavanga. But while, for example, at night when you sleep, there are bhavangas when there is no you appearing.
Okay, people said with the dream, it's not all the whole time of sleeping. Mm. You have dream, it's only a little time.
Right.
Before the wake up.
Yes. So, it doesn't matter whether it's all the time or only sometime, but it varies.
Do you like to know the relation between the rupa and the body and the mind?
Yes.
Why that certain object can condition such certain state of mind, like drunk or liquor.
What's the alcohol?
careless about speaking the truth or something like that.
That was told in Sigalovada Sutta, the consequences of drinking or gambling, a few at least.
Less concern about keeping the precepts. Similar thing.
I would like to know this and that. Non-stop curiosity, but not understanding whatever appears. Yeah.
What is the characteristic of reality?
How many realities are there? Realities are there.
Now?
Anytime.
Yeah.
So when you ask about a characteristic of a reality,
yeah,
just one characteristic of one reality.
Yeah.
There are many realities. Each one has its own characteristic, which cannot be explained or talked about, like taste. No matter you try to explain about the taste, which is tasted, it's not like at moment of tasting. That is a characteristic of a reality, taste. So whatever appears now has its own characteristic, different from others. Like this ball object, see? It cannot be anything else except that which can be seen and is seen now. It is seen, that's all. And the question again, where is the whisper object? Just to remind, where is?
All around.
Where is it that which can be seen without the four primary rupas? It cannot be seen. So when we learn from book, we remember the eight in the whisper rupas. But at this time, no idea that is seen must be with the Mahabhuta Rupa.
But that cannot be seen, that it is with Mahabhuta Rupa.
Mahabhuta Rupa cannot be seen, but that which arises with it, like whisper object and odor, see, there are another four rupa, derived rupa, arises with Mahabhuta Rupa. But only one reality in the whole world of the universe must be that which now is seen. A reality is real and it's there with Mahabhuta Rupa. But no one thinks about Mahabhuta Rupa at moment of seeing at all. But in reality, without Mahabhuta Rupa, just move this away, this Mahabhuta Rupa away, no object is seen. See? So live in the world with ignorance, not understanding anything, what is what. But actually, it's only a reality which arises with Mahabhuta Rupa. Without Mahabhuta Rupa, nothing can be seen, because there is a special one which can be seen, which is not Mahabhuta Rupa. That's why we think about Mahabhuta Rupa as the wicked demon. Mahabhuta Rupa itself cannot be seen, right? But another reality with it plays a role that it appears like something. This and this and this and this and everything because of that reality, which is not Mahabhuta Rupa. But Mahabhuta Rupa himself cannot be seen. Do you see a banana? Yeah, what is seen is that with Mahabhuta Rupa. Just that.
No need to think, where is it?
Right, no need to think, because at moment of thinking it's not moment of understanding the ripple of that reality which just arises and falls away instantly. Okay, now it's time for ahara.
There is prep, pleasant feeling. so thinking thinks a lot about it.
It's gone. So don't think about the past, just let it appear. Because it goes away before anyone can recognize. So only that which appears. You don't have to think about that which falls away.
Only Panya can do this.
This is a video, but it's very different.
What is your question?
About eating and thinking after tasting consciousness. There's lots of thinking. I mean, then seeing and hearing is not, there's no thinking about it. But, it's a thinking.
I see all the time that there is thinking of other things instead of what I see. You can think of other things, not of this, which is why we are talking. And we say this and think about this and then talk different moments. So it depends on what appears for understanding at that very moment. Otherwise, the other reality which is not object of understanding is the object of ignorance, because you see, heard, but not understanding. Very good.
Do you know seeing again and then seeing again?
Yes, but no thinking about it, no understanding about it, that's matter. But whenever there is a reality which appears at that moment and can be object of understanding, it means that there is awareness of that object. But you don't have to call it awareness, because that object appears like other moment, but it appears to right understanding. And the other does not appear to right understanding, because awareness does not, is not aware of it. Right now. It has to be exactly right now. And when it's developed, it can be a moment of enlightenment. Like now. If there can be remembering and understanding that only reality is other, it comes close to understanding whatever appears as just a moment of experiencing. There must be citta which experiences that moment, otherwise this cannot appear. You said to pay attention to the object. What about that which functions, the faculty of experiencing? Without that, no world, no being at all. So let's find out how many unwholesome accumulation is there from moment arising. That's the way to have kusala, with right understanding.
I see Ajahn don't understand what you mean by object, you mean to concept.
It doesn't matter, because citta is experiencing whatever it is, this object, like concept or reality, we don't mind. But at that moment, if there is the understanding of citta, that which is, yeah, it's better, because the object cannot last and it doesn't have to arise after one another, like citta, from this moment to another moment. So whatever is experienced is kept or remembered with attachment or worship in each moment. That's why we cannot know how much the accumulation of wholesomeness and unwholesomeness is there until it arises, so one knows that it's still there. Yeah.